Great. Well, good morning, everyone. I was wearing a very lovely leopard skin cardigan for you to admire for this morning, but I got too hot, unfortunately. So sorry about that. So what a journey we've been on these last 3 weeks. Who's enjoyed it? It's been amazing, isn't it, to hear the story right from the beginning, like 1961, was it? And just the story up to where we are now, very much in a nutshell, as they say. It's been a whirlwind tour, but it's really exciting. And this morning, we get the opportunity to think about where we're heading as a community, as Lyndon personally. And that's quite exciting. And I wanted to have this on as you came into church, but we've had a few issues this morning, which is why I'm not wearing the fetching leopard skin cardigan. An invitation to launch into the deep. And this is a quote by Richard Foster. Perhaps somewhere in the subterranean chambers of your life, you have heard the call to deeper, fuller living. You have become weary of frothy experiences and shallow teaching. Every now and then, you have caught glimpses, hints of something more than you have known. Inwardly, you long to launch out into the deep. God, I just pray for this morning. We thank you that we're here and we can worship you. We can pray to you. And God, this morning we want to come before you as a community, as individuals, and just breathe and just be. God, in our lives, we want to experience the deep things of you, the deep things of what you've got for us. We were looking last week about breath and breathing, that we breathe together as a community. And just recently, I've been reading this amazing book called Punk Monk. Which I can recommend. It's very good. And it has a chapter on breathing together as a community. And a reference in there is the hongi. I don't know if that's said right, but it's a traditional Maori greeting that welcomes people into New Zealand. And it kind of, in a nutshell, you stand face to face and you touch noses. And you touch noses, and this is to exchange the ha, which is the breath of life. And that's quite an intimate thing. And you also touch foreheads to share dreams and aspirations with each other. And that's quite a beautiful image, but it's quite intimidating, because what if you've got bad breath? What if you don't know that person? You know, as British people, we're not very good at the old getting close, are we? In the old hugs, do a man hug sideways, or a good tap on the back. There you go. Arg. You know, we're just not good at intimacy. So there's a lot of fear that you think about when you think about the hongi. But in the book, it talks about the hongi of prayer, which is what a bit what like what we've talked about. You're breathing in Jesus and you're breathing out justice, mercy, doing stuff in the community. But it also talks about the hongi of community. And I just love this. The picture of the hongi reminds us that community is reciprocal. We breathe together and we dream together. not imposing our ambitions on others, but allowing them to be blended, enhanced, and sometimes painfully subverted. As a result, communities are in, I can't, someone say that word for me? Thank you very much. Messier, and may appear to achieve less than teams focused and streamlined as a single vision. And I love that. I don't know, I'm aware of people here in this community, and certainly for myself, who have been involved in, you know, churches sometimes, and it's like, we're going to do this, we're running this way. You're either in or you're out. You're either with us or against us, and that can be so damaging. And it's just like, oh, I haven't got the energy for that. You know, I'm not getting it. You know, I'm just not. It's not about one person, which is why I love this image, because it's about communities are messier, because we're in this together, which is fantastic. So this morning, just things going wrong, things happening. It's just a complete mess, and it's stressful, and it's us together. And I love that. And it's not some neat thing, or it's not just one person saying, this is where we're heading. It's about, as a community, us together, catching glimpses of what God wants, catching the flow of God, and going, yes, let's try a bit of that. Let's go together. Let's move together. And that's why one of our values is generous space. And what we looked at last week in generous space is that there is space for everyone. So yes, there's the space to run. If you're like, oh, I'm really feeling this, I really want to do this, I really would like to do this, there's space for that, and that's fantastic. And there's space to grow, there's space to walk, there's space to be held, and that's fantastic. Because we're family, we're together. People are at different stages, and that's absolutely fine, because there is space. Because when God wants to do something, when we feel God is speaking, when we want to be in the flow of what God is doing, it's like we're on this boat together, just riding the waves, and it's fun, and it's hard, and it's difficult, but we're in it together. There is space for everyone. A while back in, I think, September, we were, I guess, at a church just examining, you know, there's things going on, and it's like, what do we need to do? There was changes in team, and there's changes in, you know, the Red Community Project down in Mumbles. What do we want to do there? And so many questions, and it can get overwhelming. But the great thing is that we have a relationship with God. And it's about, okay, let's go to God. Let's go to God. What is God saying to us? What do we need to do with? Because some of these decisions seem quite massive and a bit overwhelming. What are you saying, God? How do we decide on this? So we thought we'd begin to put some prayer meetings in. We started, and back in September, we had an evening here where we just got together, and we were looking around the theme of just anchors, and Jesus being the anchor for us, and what does that mean? And we were sort of praying around this, and it was just a great night, because we really were sort of just hearing God's whisper, really, and just sensing that God wanted to say something. And I always scribble down my messy journal. But these were some of the notes from that evening that people were feeling. Build bigger, stronger foundations. So to drill down, further down than our current foundations. To experience the depth of God like never before. And there's a sense of, okay, How do we do that? How do we experience the depth of God like never before? How do we put things in place to dig deeper? How do we build these stronger foundations so we can have a bigger outreach? How do we see things we haven't seen before? And for me personally, I just scribbled, what rhythms of prayer do I need to schedule into my life in order to start plumbing the depths? And we also had this verse from Ephesians, which I love. And this is the Message version. And it says, "And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all the followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of God's love. Reach out and experience the breadth. Test its length. Plumb the depths. Rise to the heights. Live full lives, full in the fullness of God." It's exciting, isn't it? Really, I came out, I was like, right, okay, what am I going to do here? What do I need to put into my own personal life in order to start to... It's like you've almost had a glimpse of God and what he's up to and the flow and what he wants. And you're like, okay, I'm gonna get up and maybe pray for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, which I'm not doing at the moment. You know, I'm going to put steps in place personally. And then, so that was the September. And then the October, me and Helen decided to go to Belfast. And we went to the 24/7 prayer conference, which for especially Helen and me, we kind of twitch with conferences. It's because it's always like, a bit, you know, it's just one of those things. You feel like a bit of a, what is it, a square peg in a round hole, as it were. But I have to say, it was quite incredible. And what we were already feeling and sensing God was saying to us was being confirmed at that conference. And during worship, a lady called Dr. Lucy Pepiet, great name, I hope I've said it right, just got up and just gave a prophecy out in the worship. And it was like me and Helen just looked at us and looked at each other and were like, wow, you know, that so fits with where we feel Lyndon is at the moment. So I wanted to share with you that. And we've kind of been living with this for a while. Now is not the time to go higher, but to go deeper. It's not the time for mountaintop experiences, for bright lights and heady days, but now there'll be a revelation in the hidden places, the secret places, the dark places. That's where you'll find me. That's where the Spirit will lead you to search the deep things of God. These places will be tomb-like. Some things will die there. They'll be womb-like. Some things will grow and be born. There'll be new things and new life. As people discover the deep things of God, there'll be a power that will grow underground in the dark, hidden and secret places. And in time, there'll be a groundswell breaking through. And I love this because it fits into this garden image. Signs of the kingdom breaking out everywhere, but from surprising places, from underground hidden places where no one knew the seeds had been sown. Lights will come out of the darkness, and then everyone will see and say, God is there, and there, and there. Go there, and they will teach you the deep things of God, because they are the people of the Spirit. That, for me, kind of summed up what we felt God was doing, saying to us, what we were glimpsing, what we were kind of trying to hear with the whisper. And we looked last week of all the things coming out of Linden, I guess our breath coming out. So there was all the projects. There's all of us who have our own jobs and are called to different areas. And it's just this sense of God just springing up, that God, as we dig the deeps, as we go into the deep, that God will spring up there, over there, and go over there. And it's sort of recognizing that. And it's really exciting. It's just like, oof, for me, it's like, yeah, come on, baby. Let's do this. Let's do some things together. And what I'd like to do now is just, and hopefully it will fit all on. I know that might be a bit small, but I didn't want to just be clicking forwards and backwards. I'd like to just spend just a couple of minutes. And just personally, if you can you read that all right? Is that okay? And on Zoom, I don't know if you got full screen. Can you read that on Zoom? Just for 2 minutes, just in silence, let's just read that through personally and just be open for maybe God to whisper to you, or you just get an impression of, oh, I'd like to, maybe I could do this in my life. Maybe I could do that. Maybe I could just spend 5 minutes every morning just saying hello to God. Okay, so let's just spend 2 minutes doing that. Anyone wanted to share a word that maybe just popped out to them, or something they feel, maybe just in a sentence or two? Ben.
Thanks, Andy. It's a beautiful passage. The thing that comes to mind for me is the moment previous to this, when you talked about there being space within this church, an ecology of differences, and us creating space for that, which is exactly how nature grows. It grows in a permaculture. And then taking it into this passage, things will be tomb-like, some things will be dying, will die there. There is a process of decomposition, there is a process of letting go, of surrendering, of dropping, and that's not always comfortable. But out of that, things can grow, and that's how regenerative processes work. And I think that's where we are in the world, in the universe maybe, but certainly how things work in nature.
Great, thanks, Ben. Okay, anybody else? Well, they want to just share something that spoke to them, or it's fine. If not, we'll just move on. So I think there's an invitation here to obviously go deeper with God and with each other. And we're talking about the future here of Linden. And for us personally, and it's lot, obviously we haven't got some, this is where we're heading, this is where we're going. But obviously at the moment we feel we want to head deeper into what God has for us as a church and what that might look like. And that's us exploring together. That's why on a Tuesday and Thursday morning there's a prayer meeting. That's why on a Sunday night, there's a prayer meeting. It's about let's come together and search and try and find out what God is saying to us and digging deeper. That's why together as a community, you know, we've put things in on a Saturday. Rachel's done a whole schedule for the whole year of Saturdays where we can just meet together, that we're not constrained by a service, that we can just hang out and be together, and there's different things going on. This has all come about in response of what we've shared this morning, really, and where we want to head. Because personally, I want so much more of God in my life, and I want to follow God. And I know that I've had baggage in the past, and I've had stuff where I'm really put off by church or by Christians even, because as we know, it can be fun. But personally, at the end of the day, when I drill down into my core, I know that there is a living God, and I know that Jesus was there for me and died for me, and I'm a follower of Jesus. So personally, I'm drilling down. I'm putting rhythms in my life where I can search for the deep things of God. And it is, over the last 6 months, I have to admit, it's been quite life-changing for me, which has been really exciting, really very cool, almost as cool as my leopard skin cardigan. So there's an invitation. And we spoke over the last 2 weeks. We've built this fun little altar, which is great because it's a bit messy and rubbish, really, isn't it? But that's us. We're messy. We're together. And the message here, we've got this. We hang this on our hallway. You are enough. Where we're at, if you want to be carried, that is brilliant. We'll carry you as a community. If you want to run, then go enough and run. If you want to walk, you know, there's space for everyone. You are enough. So we're going to press on now. And I think you've all hopefully found a little stone on your chair when you came in. And there's an invitation here to go deeper with God. And you're all of you here are already part of the story of Lyndon because you're here. This lovely story that started in the 60s, woo, and is continuing. We're all part of that story. This is an invitation to say, do you want to go deeper with God? And I'm not saying what that looks like, because that's part of how we're exploring it together as church, but also individually. So I want to invite you, Fee's going to start and play some music, is to bring that stone just as a sign and place it on the altar. And don't worry about making it amazing. Like I say, we're just in this together. The stones might spill off the table. That's fine. Absolutely fine. I was going to have Nigel here making some amazing masterpiece, but he's one of the COVID crew. So unfortunately, he can't be here. So it's going to be a bit of a mess, and that's fantastic. So the invitation is, yes, I want to push in a bit further. I want to go deeper with God and see what God has for me. And it's just saying, yeah. So it's not like, are you with me or against me? It's none of that rubbish. It's just an invitation to go deeper with God. So I'm just going to pray, and then whenever you want, just come down and put your stone down. That'd be fantastic, because we're all involved here in this story. And say yes to God. Let's close our eyes. God, it's so exciting when we feel we get a glimpse of your flow and what you're up to with us. And I just want to say that I want to follow you. And I want to go deeper with you this morning. And I want to see your new life spring up in different areas of my own life, but also in the life of Lyndon. And I want to serve that as I serve you, God, because it's about you. It's all about you. Amen.
Killed their houses. preparation for the king, and they line the sidewalks with every sort of shiny thing. They will be surprised when they hear him say, take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say,